To Die For podcast includes the spooky, scary, salacious, and sometimes psychotic. Listener discretion is advised. The button.
Oof. It's like a mosquito.
Can I talk about how I'm sad that I don't get to hit a button?
I am pretty jealous I don't get to hit that button each week. Maybe that's why I'm so lackluster in my hello.
There you go.
Right? Because there's no button hitting.
If you all want to run the episode and tell the story.
That's way too much. Nope. I don't want to hit the button anymore.
You can hit the button.
I mean, I'll run the episode and tell the story. It won't be good, but I'll do it just so I can hit a button.
I do kind of want to do like a flip of like one of you tell the story. It'd be kind of fun.
Mine will be about like ghosts.
You can't tell us.
It'll be about the movie Ghost.
Yeah, right. And then there was, they were doing ceramics. And this romantic song came on.
Isn't that Ditto?
Here's when they're doing the ceramics.
Is that Ghost or is that Ditto?
I can tell you, my ceramics professor that I had in junior college was the guy that taught Demi Moore how to throw for that movie.
Oh, there you go.
Oh my gosh.
See, so I can, and that's pretty much my entire story. So we're done.
There you go. We've heard it.
Can I hit a button now?
No.
Fuck you.
You can hit, oh, no, you can. You can hit the hand up button.
Oh, wait, okay.
You can raise your hand. Yay!
Hey, look at that.
Do you like how it makes you're
moving up and down.
Like, up and down like I'm jumping.
Yeah, what is, do I have to click on you to make that stop? Like, what?
That's the most exercise I've seen somebody do all week.
I actually ran up and down a hill several times today.
Why'd you do that?
Sorry.
I mean, I was doing pickups. I was delivering goods to my ceramics students. They all lined up in a little car, and it was like a ceramics drive-through.
That's adorable.
You hand out like turning tables and all that stuff.
Yeah, we do.
Oh,
they're called wheels, but yes.
Oh. Yeah, he's a DJ, so it's a turntable. So. Between the two of you, you got spinny things going, so there you go.
Hello. Right. How is it going?
Are you just now tuning in?
It's Noodles on board.
Whee! All right, well, it's to die for. Noodles has said hello. I'm Lizza, and this is Lola.
I feel like I've already said hi, like in button pushing, but I'll say it again. What's up, motherfucker?
Oh.
Oh,
how's that?
Are we just ramping it up each week? Trying to show me up here?
I mean, it's not hard.
Yeah, it's true.
Fucking losers.
Shots fired. Pew pew. All right. Well, it is episode 44. And for the first time, I think ever, I'm not going to tell you what the topic is.
Don't
you? Well, at some point in time, you're going to have to tell us what the topic is.
You got to say something. Jeez.
Right? Otherwise, it's not a location. All she's saying is it's not a location, because that's the only topic I remember.
Iowa, Nebraska, tomatoes, who cares?
Right. She doesn't give a shit about what state it's in.
Jesus Christ. Are we the only ones that care about this podcast?
No. 69 other people cared about this podcast. Woo, woo. I don't want us to have any more people. Unless it's 666, that is the other number that I would like to have.
That would be a good one.
The number of downloads.
Yes, that would be awesome. No, like our overarching topic. I usually tell you what it is. Like it's, you know, a place or
this makes me think that you just don't have an overarching topic.
She's got it.
I do.
I saw the notebook.
Look at how Noodles totally trusts and believes in you, and then me as your cousin is just like faking it.
I know, totally.
No, I'm a bitch. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry.
Yeah, I was gonna, like, really, you want to think through that statement?
Right, no, I'm not sorry.
No. No, I don't, if I told you what the topic was, it would totally give everything away. So...
Okay, wait.
Wait.
Okay.
I want to guess. Well, is it going to be guessing?
Oh my God, you read my mind, Noodles. I wanted you to guess, really? Too.
Okay, well, you guys can guess. I mean, you can guess now, and then you can
guess. Is there
guess.
Going to be guessing an option for us to guess? Is it a mystery? Can we at least know that?
What? I mean, it's...
No, just guess! Just fucking guess, man. Go for it.
I'm not tainting my streak with a flail.
There's
in the
no
wind.
Fucking streak. What streak?
I got one under my belt.
When?
Last week.
I don't remember it, so it doesn't count.
Well, that's because that's not true. Ask our 69 other downloads how right I was, all right? All right, let's get on with the show. Jeez.
All right.
No, no. Well, if you're not going to guess, I want to guess. God fucking damn it. Somebody's got to guess.
It's not about
us,
right?
I think it's going to be about murdering a ghost.
Well, yeah.
And I think that there's going to be ghost smell. I vote that there's going to be a ghost smell. I think smells are in our ghosting, and then there's just going to be an asshole.
What aroma does it put?
I don't. That's up to. Oh my God, ghost smells are totally a topic. How are they not a topic?
We should probably do a topic about ghost smells. That's
how am I going to do a true crime story about a ghost smell?
Well, we talk about sightings. We talk about temperature.
I mean, dead
but
bodies
what about an
are
aroma?
Gross, right?
What if they is a specific
dogs.
Like
dogs find smells.
Also, what if it smells like ozone when you're in a printing room, like a Kinko's? What if
or
that's
sulfur.
A ghost smell? Yeah. Oh, that's just fart smell. So you're saying every time I fart, there's a ghost in the room?
It's your dead food coming
food
back
past.
To
yeah.
The taco.
The ghosts of food past.
All right. There's okay. No topic, and she's guessed murder and truth and ghosts.
There is a topic, you guys. Just yeah, those were not actual topics. Okay. So we're gonna start with our true crime story this week, and it's a big. A bit rough, so here's your extra trigger warning.
Ooh, yay. Good. Yay.
Oh, that's what I should have done. Topic is trigger warning.
Nice. Sure, why not?
Whatever, you fuckers aren't even, like, guessing.
I don't get to guess. I know what it is.
So?
Next time, I want you to guess what we're going to guess.
Yeah. All right, okay. Fucking tell the story.
I'm trying. Okay.
I feel like we're two toddlers, like, in separate cribs, just flinging shit at one another. This is the mom just like, dear Christ, what did I do?
Why did I
Our entire job now is to just derail her constantly.
No, we've got to
because
we
both have ADD. Oh, really? Really? Do we?
We got to keep this one to at least an hour and 30. I'm going to go somewhere.
Oh, you have something better to do? I'm going to go to bed.
I need to eat tacos.
Taco Tuesday. Taco.
Oh my God,
okay, here we go. So Elizabeth Diane Fredrickson was born August 7th, 1955 in Phoenix, Arizona. There's not a ton about her early life, but she would later testify that her father sexually abused her when she was 11 or 12.
Awesome.
Bummer.
There's a bit of speculation as to whether or not that was true, because it was a little bit of a weird story, but...
Yeah, it could be a weird story because it is true, and she's just fucked now.
That is very true. So we're going to fast forward to high school, where she would meet her future husband, Steve Downs. And then after graduating, she enrolled at Pacific Coast Baptist Bible College in Orange, California, over in Lolo's neck of the wood.
Right? Orange County, California.
You just said Orange. Like, Orange is a city, right?
Orange is also a city.
Yeah. So, but over in your neck of the woods. She only lasted a year, though, before being expelled for promiscuity.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, but this is where she met her husband? Was the promiscuity, like, actually her just dating her husband?
No, that was in, they met in high school. They weren't married yet. Like, she had gone off to college. Because
you can't get married yet in high school. You have to wait until we're, like, 18, right?
Tell that to Little Miss Slut. Jeez.
Oh, fuck. Slut shaming. Fuck you.
Well,
she just
knows?
Wanted to have a good time, and then she settled down for the rest of her life. Oh, and that's let's not forget, Daddy was also, like, abusing her at home. So, fuck you.
That actually probably is a big motivator there. A lot of
gotta try to sort that shit out so it's not
molestation cases
anymore.
Are like, yeah, exactly, right? They're gonna, like, figure it out on their own.
Lola, yeah. What are you staring at?
My foot.
Her foot. Oh, my God!
Why?
I guessed it right.
Here's my
I'm on a roll, boys and girls.
I mean, I think that we might actually be very in line with each other.
I am definitely. I'm going to guess this motherfucker tonight. So
have you come up with a guess yet?
Nope. No, not yet there.
Who do you think did it in this?
We know is that she was molested and that she was a slut. That's all we know.
Holy fuck. You're an asshole.
Those are the only two items that we know.
We know she went to a fucking prudish high school. Is what
and
we
she
know.
Met her husband. That's right.
And
okay,
she
continue.
Met her husband. Let's change that the fuck
but she,
around.
Was she let go, like, told to not go to the school anymore for good, or just like
she won the award.
She was expelled.
She was expelled. Holy shit.
Yeah. They were like, yeah, no, you're.
Yeah, conservative.
You're out.
Fucking. Yeah. Sounds about right. Orange County. Gotcha.
Right. Well, and it was a Baptist Bible college, so...
Right, she could have kissed somebody extra. And she would have been considered a slut. That's crazy.
Right. So, after that, she would then return to live with her parents in Arizona, and then in 1973, she married Steve after, I guess, running away from home. I think she was, like, 18 at the time, so I'm not really sure why she had to run away from home, but whatever.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So the couple then had their first daughter, Christy Ann, a year after their marriage, then Cheryl Lynn in 1976, and then Stephen Daniel, also known as Danny, was born in 1979.
How do you feel about these names?
I don't like the name Danny. I don't like that.
I don't like any of the names. I think I'm into the new hipster names like Ulysses and Oberon.
I had
Ulysses
what?
Is not a
Oberon?
New name.
I know it's not a new name. This is, but neither one of those names are new names. They are old as fuck.
Oberon? Who the fuck
Oberon.
Names your kid Oberon?
My fucking friend.
Isn't that the fairy king?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
They were worried that he would get teased. Like,
oh,
as
no
a kid,
shit.
But then they also were like, wait, the age level that you were going to tease at has not read Shakespeare, so, and if they have, good on them.
But also Oberon, like, I feel like kids are coming for that name no matter what age.
No, because it's Obi. No, he is going to be, he's Obi? Fucking Obi-Wan, man.
Okay.
He's going to have the coolest names.
Anyway, I don't like Danny. Danny sounds gross.
I don't like Danny. I don't like, what were the other ones?
Daniel.
Like
Daniel's fine. Dan's
and
fine.
Ashlyn
Danny.
Or something.
Christy Ann and Cheryl Lynn. They do sound a bit like they're out of like a Dolly Parton
Christy,
song.
Cheryl,
yeah.
And Danny? Oof. That's not
yeah.
a good
No,
deal.
I don't like the double name thing because it kind of, like, it's weird. I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
Well... The marriage fell apart soon after Danny's birth, and then the couple divorced in 1980.
How long did they were they married for?
7 years.
Mm. And that so name really fucked them up.
Sure, why not? It also could have been part of that Steve thought that Danny was actually the result of the affair that Diane had had, and he was kind of not into that.
So she actually is a slut. Oof.
Oh my god, you're such an asshole.
Yeah, that's
so
that
much
true...
slut shaming.
Well, if you cheat on your husband, I think, isn't that like the definition of this?
No. How come the husbands don't get called sluts? They just get called cheaters.
No, he'd be a slut.
You know, that is not how that goes.
What do they call them, studs?
If people gotta fuck, they gotta fuck. Now, do I think it's a good idea to go out and fuck, like, without, like, you know, letting all parties know? No, I don't think that's the best plan. But...
Without a waiver?
Right? No, you can get a fucking waiver. You can do whatever the fuck you want. But, you know, sometimes, like, maybe he just was bad in bed and they never had sex and so she needed to get it somewhere. Or he just didn't know how to please her right because high school, like, you marry a high school sweetheart and that high school sweetheart doesn't have a lot of experience.
I'm not going to say anything. Continue.
Okie dokie.
No.
Oh, all right. So we fast forward again to May 19th of 1983, and Diane and the kids, who are now 8, 7, and 3, had moved to Springfield, Oregon to be nearer to Diane's parents, who I guess had also moved there at some point. Now, on that warm night, at about 10:45 p.m., Diane's red Nissan came screeching into the parking lot of the Mackenzie Willamette Hospital with the horn blaring. So, a doctor and two nurses rushed out to find Diane, who only seemed able to say, quote, "Somebody just shot my kids."
Oh, fuck.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so who do we think? Clearly it's not her. That you just hope so.
I didn't say that.
I mean, but you said
Danny's dead.
Let's see. So you think that all of them are dead? Or just the boy?
Kids. It's probably all of them.
Hmm. Yeah,
I don't
you
know
if
they're dead. They might just be shot and bleeding out somewhere. I don't know.
Well, somebody shot them.
All three of them has been shot, probably.
Hmm.
Like, y'all are really going to hell for this episode.
Why am I going to hell?
I don't know.
Instigating it. You're playing with your fucking foot, instigating shit. Fucker.
Not playing with my foot now. Now I'm playing with my mini Rubik's Cube.
Oh,
am I really boring you that much?
No, this is.
No, she's ADD. This is how she pays attention.
I need my fucking fidget toy.
See, I don't have my pen, and I'm fucking flipping out.
And this doesn't make noise, so you fucking love it.
There we go. Quit looking for shit to play with, Noodles. All right, so per protocol, the hospital receptionist immediately called the cops, and the medical team got to work. When they looked in the car, the side panels were soaked in blood, and the three children lay in the midst of it with one of the sisters in the front seat and the other two in the back.
Oh, so they're in the car. I thought she
Are they all dead?
There.
Did we find out if they're all dead?
They're all dead.
Okay. We have not found that out yet.
You're not even paying attention.
He's just guessing. So they determined the gunshots had been made at very close range based on the wounds and then powder burns on their skin.
Definitely dead.
The situation.
Yeah, powder burns. That's like point blank.
Bad. Pretty much. Oh. Yeah.
Ooh. With a shotgun?
No.
No, what did you say? What kind of gun?
She said powder burns.
Oh.
We haven't said anything about a type of gun.
We.
I. The royal we.
Right? Seriously.
Have not. So it was so bad that middle child Cheryl Ann was pronounced dead moments after being wheeled into the ER.
Shocker.
Jesus.
Wow, you two.
That wasn't me at all. I didn't say a single thing.
How is this? How is that the horrible thing?
Shocker.
Ooh, okay. Christy barely survived surgery and suffered a stroke. And Danny was partially paralyzed from the waist down.
So that was a shitty day.
It was a real fucking shitty day.
Yeah.
I told you this one was rough.
Did you tell me that? All I remember is that you wouldn't tell us what the fuck it was.
Also, how old are these kids? I don't remember.
8, 7, and 3.
Oh, yeah. Danny's the youngest. Danny's paralyzed from the waist down at 3?
Correct.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
All right. I don't wish Danny to die anymore.
Just because his name is Danny.
We'll call him Daniel from now on.
Great.
Because that makes it better?
Apparently. I mean, his real name is Steven, so you could call him that if that makes you feel better.
No.
What do you mean his real name's Steven? What are you talking about?
It was Steven Daniel. That was his middle name.
He went by Danny.
Oh, yeah, let's call him Stevie.
Because he didn't want to be called Stevie.
Well, his dad was also Steve, so I'm guessing that doesn't help.
Stevie Downs.
Stevie Dan?
Jesus.
Okay.
Okay. Diane was also injured from a gunshot wound to her arm, which I believe broke her arm, but other than that, there wasn't a ton of damage.
Gunshot. You said gunshot, right?
Correct.
Okay, so it was a shotgun, right? Or no, that's not the same thing. I don't understand shit. Okay, check.
Yeah, so basically she got hit and it was
broke her bones. Yeah,
it was pretty close, and so it
horrible.
Yeah. And so it hit the bone and it broke. So when police arrived to question Diane about what happened, things started to seem like a little bit off almost from the very beginning.
I knew it.
Diane
killed her own kids.
This is what you think happened?
Yep. She did it.
Okay.
So Diane was weirdly calm and collected. And I know that everyone grieves in their own way, but it was like unusual enough for the cops and the hospital staff to notice it. But she told the detectives that she had gone to a friend's house to drop something off after the family had eaten dinner. And then on the way home, she decided to drive down a dark, desolate road so the kids could, quote, sightsee.
Wait,
both
what?
Have the best faces.
Sightsee in the dark, desolate road.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look over there. It's a murky death that you'll probably not die from and become paralyzed, little Danny. Woohoo.
This is like the Cheryl one where you hold,
you're gonna
like,
die.
You're like, oh, look at this. Look at your hand close to your face. Something like that.
No, they really liked the moon, you know, and you only see that from...
Now, all of a sudden, going to a dark place makes sense because now you get rid of the light pollution.
Now, one second. I want to make certain I understand. So, she was married to Steve Downs.
Correct.
But then shortly after they had Danny... A.K.A. Daniel, A.K.A. Dan, A.K.A. Stevie.
Mm-hmm.
They got divorced. So they got divorced. And so he's not in the picture anymore. And then how much later did this happen?
This was 3 years after that.
So he's 6. Or no, he's 3. Sorry, he's 3. Yeah. So they got divorced right after he was born. Shit.
I think he was born, he was born in 1979, and then they divorced in 1980, so within less than a year, I would suppose.
All right.
Yep. I lost my place. There we are. Okay, so once she turned onto the road, she came across a man standing in the center of the gravel, signaling like he needed help. She decides it's a good idea to stop the car and get out and find out what he needs.
That's the best plan, but okay. Right. She's trying to do good. She thinks he's a badass mom.
Yeah, good life choices.
Not
the
best
dark,
life.
Desolate, gross road. I mean, like 9 something at night.
Who drives on a dark desolate? Here's the question.
Where is a dark desolate road in
Where
Orange?
Is a dark desolate road? One and two. Why is the man, if he is there,
What's
potentially
he doing
to harm
there?
Them, waiting for somebody to come down dark desolate?
Dark
road?
Desolate road. Yeah.
What?
Well, I mean,
also,
if you
were in Oregon,
around
at
being
this
crazy.
Point,
Oh.
Yeah, we've moved to Oregon. We're no longer in Oregon. Orange.
Okay, so now I don't wonder about trying to find a dark, desolate place.
Yeah, those they exist more there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so great life choice. And once she steps out of the car, he pulls out a gun and demands her keys. And she's like, no. So he reached past her into the open driver's side window and fired on all three of the kids. She then fought him and managed to get back into the car when he shot once more, hitting her in the arm.
Do we know when she was shot, do we know, like, what direction the bullets went?
Yeah, what hand was it?
I believe it was her left hand. So that
her left arm or her left hand?
Sorry, arm. Her left arm.
Okay, so she could totally shoot herself that way.
That is true, yes.
Yeah, and if you're right-handed, you're not going to shoot your right hand.
Right. Well, it would... If everything that she's saying is true, it would make sense for him to shoot her left arm if he's firing.
Yeah,
at
but if
her
he wants the car, the why car? Would he shoot all the kids in the car? Just get out.
Yeah.
Well, but... I mean, dude, again, why is he wandering around like in the dark, desolate?
Because he's not real.
Whatever.
Right.
Also an option.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's all of like.
Does all this go wackadoodle? Seems...
I mean, I feel like it already has.
I mean, no, right now it's just awful, but it hasn't turned into wackadoodle yet.
It hasn't turned into crazy, I'm living with you for X amount of years, but I'm stalking you via your own phone.
It's definitely not going to hit that level of wackadoodle, but I feel like there is a pretty good level of
shenanigans.
Crazy. Yeah. So she described the man as, quote, white, in his late 20s, about 5'9", 150 to 170, dark hair, a shag wavy cut, and a stubble of a beard. And he wore a Levi jacket and an off-colored t-shirt.
What color is it off?
I don't know.
Generic white person I've ever met.
Right. Well,
pick anybody in the 70s.
I mean, she didn't just say it was like a black dude in a hoodie, so clearly she hasn't actually made it up.
Right. Well, I think it was also a little before using that as the overall excuse.
Right.
Oh no, she is totally the right age for that shit. She's just a little bit younger than our moms.
But what do we think the motive is here? Like, if she did kill her kids.
What do we think her motive is to kill her kids?
Maybe she was just fed up with being a single mom. And she's like, I want to go fuck around. And I can't because he's fucking kids. Fuck them. Fuck you, Danny.
I don't know. What does she gain? What does she gain in this process? Has she gained anything?
And hopefully, maybe she's hoping to kill them all, but she doesn't succeed accidentally.
I don't know. Tell us what she's gained. Tell us what she's won here.
Bill, bring the prizes down.
Fuck. Okay. She's still telling the cops what happened. At this point, she rushes to the hospital, desperate to save her kids. Apparently, though, one of the first things that she does when she gets to the hospital is phone her ex-boyfriend in Arizona. So, you know, that's... unusual.
Her ex-boyfriend, like, the one not
she was
the one that
on,
she married or the one that she was cheating with?
An entirely different guy. There were quite a few in between.
Told you.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Can we look up the Urban Dictionary? What does slut mean?
It's a way to shame women for doing the same things as the boys are doing.
I'm not saying female. I'm just saying in this particular case.
No, it's always women. They don't say guys are slutty. They say that they were popular.
Oh, I consider myself a slut for sure.
Yeah, all that sleeping with people besides your wife.
Don't tell Alexis.
Okay, I won't.
I'll have to kill my kids.
It's such a different time. My best friend and I in high school, we just called each other slut, and we would like yell it across like the school, like, "Hey, slut!"
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I think it's totally cool for fellow like. I think it depends on where we're coming from.
Fellow sluts.
If it's fellow sluts, then you can also say that. But I feel like you have to actually know the person to be able to call them a slut. You don't get to just describe their like.
She's having multiple affairs.
So the fuck what? We don't know what her deal is. Maybe everybody's cool with it. Like, clearly not that one dude, but again, none of our fucking business. Right, well, clearly she's not, she doesn't got a lot of, her compass is already fucked. By no fault of her own.
Or just
her compass is just already fucked, and so she's clearly not making the best life choices on a variety of levels.
Okay.
Which could include killing her children. But again, I'd like to hear what she won.
Okay. I'm just going to keep going. So she calls this ex-boyfriend, and everyone's kind of like, well, you know, that's kind of weird.
The kids are
like,
dying.
Before she finds out if the kids are okay, like before calling their dad, like she calls this ex.
She so calls like, and is like, hey, I got rid of those kids we were talking about. It's our time is now.
Time to ride is now. No. So the weirdness continues when she finds out that Cheryl Ann had died. She seems to be very accepting, which is kind of a weird reaction.
She's like, well, yeah, I definitely shot her in the face.
Well, wait, yeah, maybe like some of the younger ones.
Yeah, no, like she's more eight, worried out about those three? Kids not dying.
8, 7, and 3.
8, 7, and 3.
She killed the oldest one?
Middle, so it's the 7-year-old.
Okay. She killed the girl because she was like, this is the most articulate one.
Maybe she saw the most.
Yeah. Well, so that's, you know, weird reaction. But then when she finds out that Danny would most likely survive, she replied, quote, "Do you mean the bullet missed his heart? Gee whiz."
Yeah. So, Noodles, you said that she did it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. You know, you're right. You're still an asshole, but you're a right asshole.
How am I an asshole?
Because you're busy being slut-shaming.
I'm not slut-shaming. She is a slut. No matter what.
No, I think you're giving sluts a bad name. She's a child killer. Well,
should I call her a whore then? Like,
was she doing it for money?
That's a prostitute.
There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house.
Then she's a sex freak. She's a. What are they called?
She's a lady that makes questionable decisions for her life.
I'm just gonna keep singing random songs at you two.
All right.
Okay. So then things get even stranger because when she goes in to see Christy after she had woken up from surgery, she almost like robotically tells her daughter that she loves her. And those in the room notice something that's even more upsetting. When Diane is approaching Christy, pure fear fills the child's eyes. And when she takes Christy's hand, her pulse jumped from 104 to 147.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she definitely, yeah, 100% correct.
Yeah, she did it. Yeah, and maybe she accidentally shot herself, like one of the kids.
No, she did it on purpose, so that way, like, they wouldn't.
She
did not know.
Point blank, though. Jesus fuck.
Yeah. So all of this leads to suspicion on the part of the police and the DA's investigative team, which was led by just like fucking bulldog Fred Hughie. So
can we call him Hoagie?
We can't.
Sure. And like, what does that mean if he's like a bulldog for a police?
No shits given. Like, he's just in it.
No,
to win it.
He was like, he was super like tenacious and just like, yeah. He was. He
so
was,
he's a good dog.
Yeah. He is. Cool. He is like, I am taking no prisoners. Like, we are going.
Right. We're going to figure this shit out.
Yes.
And people are going to jail.
Yeah. And his first. His first priority was the kids, which is good.
I'm sorry, did we confirm that two of them died?
One of them had a
stroke, and one's paralyzed, or is two dead and one is paralyzed?
Only the one died. So Christy, the oldest, had the stroke, and that was the girl that was
scared when she saw her mom, right?
And she actually, with the stroke, she lost quite the majority of her ability to speak and all.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. Oh, and what then, a poor thing. Yeah. And so then the middle girl, Cheryl Ann, was the one that died. And then Danny got, I believe, the bullet.
Yeah, he doesn't
yeah,
know
he's,
how to,
he's three.
What's
going
on.
Yeah.
So
the only witness can't talk because of a stroke.
Correct.
Jesus.
Yeah. So everybody's like, everyone's suspicious, but they're, you know, there's not much that they can do at this point. So they did put the children under constant guard, and they gave Christy a child psychologist to basically like hang out with her every day and work on building up a, you know, a bond and some trust and everything. So that's also really good. Now, as the investigation continues, the police find out that Diane actually owns several guns, but weirdly, she only told them about two of them. And the third one was a .22 pistol that just happened to be the same type of gun that was used on the kids.
And they 22. Didn't, she didn't talk about the pistol. Is that correct?
No. Yeah, even... They gave her like multiple times.
She's just gross. I don't like her.
How many shots were shot?
I believe into each there
child?
Was there Four. Was five total. Five. I'm not sure how many.
If you're gonna like try and kill your kids, you'd think you'd pick a bit like a better caliber than a 22. Like 22 people have been known to get shot in the face and like survive. It's tiny.
Yeah, it's like they're very small. Yeah.
Well, she's like the kids are small.
It's like a little plinker.
Yeah, I don't know. Hmm.
That's probably the only way that some of them did survive is because it was a 22.
Right, it's because it was so small. Yeah, like I think she had like a 38 too or so, you know, and it's like, why would you not? I mean, this sounds horrible, but yeah, if that is your goal, why would you not use something that.
I would think that aren't the larger bullets more expensive and she's just cheap?
I mean, they are, but...
Cheap shaming isn't a thing. Only slut shaming.
She's a cheap slut.
No, just cheap.
I love that now he's doing it just to piss you off.
What a cheap slut.
Okay, we're not learning.
I don't think is that a bad word? I don't know.
It totally depends on how you use it.
What would you consider her in a terminology that most people would recognize as somebody who sleeps around behind their husband?
She's a hot fucking mess, is what she is.
I feel like that's more than
a hot mess.
Promiscuous.
She's going to get expelled from school again if she keeps this.
Seriously. Oh my god. Yeah, for killing your kids.
On the plus side, I can tell you that Noodles legitimately would call anybody a slut. So it's really not.
Right, but you know, you got to know the slut in order to start the slutting.
Okay.
What is slut shaming? What is that?
It's getting so you don't get to get the job or you get expelled from school because you're a slut. That's slut shaming. There's no like
it's basically
what?
Like it's so you know how most of the time, like if a girl sleeps with 10 guys and a guy sleeps with 10 girls, there's two totally different. The girl gets.
Oh, you mean like the double standard that's mostly spread around?
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's like the girl gets looked down upon and, you know, and she's a total slut. But the guy is like a stud and everyone's like, dude, how the fuck did you do that? Like, you're, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, I don't subscribe to that. Either both of them are sluts.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, an equal opportunity sluttist is definitely better.
Yes. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's that looking down on a girl for doing basically just enjoying having sex. So, okay. So, they examine the car and they notice that there's no blood anywhere on the driver's side, which is kind of strange because you would think that if you got shot while sitting in the driver's seat, you would like instinctively grab at the wound, getting blood on your hand, and then like potentially the steering wheel. Not to mention just any splatter from the impact itself. Like,
oh, like she wasn't
like nobody was splattered in the car.
No, just her side. The driver's side. So there was literally like nothing.
What year again was this? Sorry.
83.
Okay, so they had splatter
blood spatter analysis.
Blood spatter analysis, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you, like, no matter what, like, even if you didn't instinctively grab at your wound, which I can't imagine getting shot and you're just like, oh, okay, cool.
I can't imagine getting shot.
Very true. But beyond that, your arm is literally, like, in the car, or even if it's, like, in the window, you get hit by a bullet, there's gonna be some blood.
Mm-hmm.
There's none.
Yeah,
so,
like, what the fuck? Like, did she shoot herself right as she got to the hospital and then she fucking got out? Like, immediately after?
I think so. Or she, like, she did it not in the car, so, you know.
But even if she did it not in the car,
you'd
bleed
yourself
in the car.
Would you shoot yourself before you drove to the hospital? So that way they'd, like, know? Or, like, think that it happened earlier? Or would you shoot yourself right before you walk into the hospital?
I do it right before, you know.
So, you, but then they're sure gonna hear it. Get to the hospital.
Well, I do it right before, but I'd maybe like a mile away, so I'm bleeding everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, nowadays they've got like, when you first said the muzzle burn. Now
the powder, yeah.
Right, they can. They've got. I think maybe even in the 80s they had the ability to see what, like, if a hand had.
The
exhaust
residue.
Gas residue, yeah. On their hand, then they would be like, oh, you're the one that fired a gun. Like,
right.
But
right.
But yeah, they probably didn't do that. I don't know why. Maybe not.
Well,
maybe they
I
did.
Mean, could, well, and she was injured, so it could be that.
Oh, they were just trying to, like,
getting to, right. Yeah, that. So who knows? There also was no gunpowder particles on the driver's panel where there should have been, you know, per her story, if the guy reached into her driver's side window. But, you know, weird, there were some on the right panel and then in a sweep along the back seat, which would have been really conducive to someone shooting from the driver's seat.
Yeah, shoot and then get your arm over and then...
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So they continue to investigate, and they even went to Phoenix to question the ex that she had called that night in the hospital. And it turns out that they had had a torrid affair that ended up with her becoming, like, massively obsessive and basically batshit crazy. And he was like,
I don't think she became batshit crazy.
Well,
I
she
think
became
that
batshit
she
crazy about him.
Was.
Oh, about him.
Yeah,
about
but still.
Oh, snap. Well, I know what the motive is now.
That she wanted to go be with him and get rid
of her
own kids.
Well, yeah, she wanted
kids.
To go be with him, but he didn't want to be with her because she was a single parent and he didn't want the responsibility. And
right.
So
yeah.
Her thought process is, okay.
I just need to get rid of these kids. These kids are what are holding me back.
Right. My full potential isn't being met because of these damn kids.
Right. I mean, true.
Yeah. Well, he also broke it off so that he could reconcile with his wife.
Ew.
Yeah.
And that lady hasn't died yet, though.
She has not, no. They actually, I think, are still happily married, which is...
spoiler.
Yeah.
Cell phones weren't a thing yet.
No, she knew all about it. She even sat with him while the cops were interrogating him and everything like that, and he talked about all of it. But I guess like the biggest thing, like he had kind of fallen into it as a purely like physical thing, and she had had a pretty good history of going into these super hot and heavy really fast, really, and then fizzling out really quickly. And so he kind of, you know, figured that that was the same trajectory, and instead she was like, "You're mine, you're everything," and he was like, "Yeah, no, this is
This is a fuck party."
Yeah. So one major thing that stood out from the conversation with the cops was that he wouldn't be with her if the kids were around, because he said it was an affair and that didn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
So after their like knockdown blowout breakup, she fled to Oregon. And then another piece of the puzzle came when an eyewitness came forward saying that he saw her car the night of the shooting, and she was actually driving like maybe 5 to 7 miles per hour to the hospital, as opposed to the mad dash that she claimed.
Jesus, not only did she shoot them, she was trying to make them bleed out. Fucking A.
Yeah.
Jesus
gross.
Christ.
Totally gross. So wait, there's like not a mystery or anything like this. Like, this is like an open and shut case, or is this gonna really fucking piss me off and they're gonna be like, yeah, it was the dad?
No, this is
I'm not gonna end this being angry. Okay, thank God.
No.
I was about to lose all faith in our justice system, and it's already have very, very little.
Yeah,
I'm just always so surprised how people, I guess they're just so batshit crazy that they think that they're gonna get away with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, again, I don't think that these are like sane people that are doing this, right? I think these are people that have some crazy delusions of grandeur, or like a total lack of empathy or some shit.
Well, and she almost does get away with it just because there wasn't enough concrete evidence. There's
what?
All these things that don't make sense. She doesn't. Don't worry about it. But I mean,
but even that they're questioning it, I think, is really fucking annoying.
They weren't questioning it. Like, they knew. They were like,
they're like just trying to figure out how to do it, right?
Yeah, trying to figure out how to have the actual evidence, you know, so that there really, was no question in court.
You know what would be really fucked is if you had somebody that knew the ins and outs of the judicial system and didn't really give a shit.
Judicial system.
The jujitsu system.
Judicial.
I really feel like it was
judicial.
It was.
I like the jujitsu system.
Yeah, I like the jujitsu system.
If you had somebody
too.
That was really key,
they had their black belt.
And they were just like, I don't care if I have evidence, as long as it just doesn't pin it. Like, I'll make it known that I did it, but I'll never admit to it, and they'll never be able to tie the red tape. Fuck.
Yeah.
That'd be scary.
Well, the detectives continue to investigate and build up their case, but during that time, she becomes a media darling, soaking up all of the attention, you know, because her poor kids, you know?
No, I don't think that this is a Munchausen by proxy-like thing. We already had that last episode.
She's just an awful waste of space.
Well, what's fucked is now she has to take care of a disabled, like,
she's
kid
not going
and
no
somebody.
That's fucked for the kid, but
well,
he's now
think,
gone into foster care.
Yeah, the kids weren't they did not go back to her after. Oh, all
did
of
they
this.
Go back to their dad?
No, we'll get there. So in the spring of the next year, the cops were basically dogging her every step, because there was about to be some like layoffs of a lot of the investigative DA team and stuff, so they're like, okay, well, we got this, just stick to her, like, you know. And so
God damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, they even had just like a hardball interrogation with her where, you know, she suddenly declared that she thought the attacker was possibly somebody that she knew, but they were like, fuck you, like, no.
I mean, yes, and that's a true statement. She did
I
know
mean
them.
It is
herself,
she did know them,
maybe.
Exactly. Well, and then this is okay. very soon after that, probably in a bid for sympathy if she did go to trial, she got herself knocked up again. And then
how?
I think it was like a repairman came by her house or something.
But she wasn't in jail?
No.
They didn't arrest her because she was like a suspect?
No. They don't have enough to arrest her at this point.
What? What? They have totally enough. They have like a cop that's like, yeah, I think I saw her driving around with the kid. And then they have like the fact that it looks like it's coming totally from the driver's seat. And they have like that they know that she didn't like rush over there. And that she's like already a crazy psycho. She has a fucking motive. But you know what? I'm not fucking sure.
Yeah.
Anybody who fucks the repairman is considered a stud. Is that better?
No.
She had a kid with him. Oh my god.
Okay, but also, Lolo, I have to give you a major gold star because you just recounted back like several key details. Like, you remembered them.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
I remember and I'm Rubik's mad Cube. About it. Yeah, no, I'm
focused. Yes. Is that what it is? Like, we just got to get her to play with the Rubik's Cube more often?
Do you not realize that I actually am doing that most of the time? It's the thing is once I stop doing this, I will forget everything that happened.
There you go. Yeah, no, normally you're looking at yourself in the camera, so you studiously avoiding the camera is fuck you too. Okay, so she
it's the repairman to give her
yep,
a
so
kid.
she gets knocked up and then she tells a TV reporter okay, quote, "I got pregnant because I miss Christy and I miss Danny and I miss Cheryl so much. You can't replace children, but you can replace the effect that they give you. And they give me love, they give me satisfaction, they give me stability, and they give me a reason to live and a reason to be happy."
Jesus Christ. That was so horrible.
Right?
Hate this woman. She is stupid and she is awful.
Do you think that these people, like, you know when you're being an asshole to somebody and you're like, man, I could take this to the next level, but I'm just going to be like, it's going to be bad, but like they are consciously thinking to themselves, man, I'm going to be the worst person I possibly can just to prove.
No, absolutely not.
You think
not.
That she's doing that?
No. That's a level of self-awareness that is not happening here, along with the fact there's no empathy.
She had had,
true.
I think she had had some of this through all of her pregnancies. Like she had that just like.
That first, like.
That like, yeah, it, you know, it's, oh my gosh, I'm pregnant and everything's amazing. And, you know, and then the baby's born and she's like, oh, okay.
So she has a kid. The sympathy is fucked because it's not real. And she says that it's like her purpose. But I wonder how many, like, is it right after the birth that she's like, okay, I don't want this fucking thing anymore? Or is it like a couple years after where they don't need her? Like three?
Sounds
is it three?
Like three.
Danny boy, you've reached your expiration date. Sorry, boy.
Yeah. Well, soon after she gets knocked up, the last piece that they needed finally charge her comes, and it's from one of like the best and bravest sources ever.
The kid.
Her own daughter Christy had gone through major physical and mental therapy after the stroke, and she had regained her ability to speak.
Wow. Can you imagine the mental torture that girl went through for that amount of time?
No, that's
trying
so
to
awful.
Say something.
Ugh. And that and her mother was coming to visit her.
I don't know if she was. So after they got out of the hospital, I believe they went into like foster care or something along those lines. So she was not with them. But she did have the child psychologist who had been with her basically from the beginning. So at least she had somebody that she, you know,
why wouldn't she try and kill that girl?
Oh, I can only imagine that she like went and did like the creepiest like lean over and whisper sort of thing to her.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Probably, most definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine, but I don't like it.
No.
So yeah, when she did speak, she told them that it was her mom who had done the shooting. So on February 28th of 1984, this bitch is finally arrested on one charge of murder, two attempted murder, and two criminal assaults.
One thing.
Huh.
You know how speech therapy goes, right? So it's like, it's not like she's just like blurts out a sentence.
So
whoever she's with, she must have said like a combination of words where they were like, yeah, we know what you're trying to say. Like you're saying it was your mom, but we need you to be able to say it completely.
Well, they actually,
which might have taken some time.
I think they took a while before they even brought it up.
Oh, like, that's smart.
So they just kind of let her talk about whatever she wanted and, you know, like work it up that way. And then eventually when they thought she was in a place.
By the way.
But yeah, so I think they let her kind of work her way to it instead of just being like, oh, you said two words. Now tell us all about it.
Right.
Yeah. So Chrissy, though, was once again a badass bitch and testified against her mother, which was pretty much all it really took to nail her ass down. So she was found guilty of all charges. And then after giving birth to the new daughter, she was then sentenced to life plus 50 years. So...
Can you imagine being that daughter?
She actually went. I think like on Oprah and stuff like that, she at one point tried to have some sort of relationship with her mom and was like, that was a horrible mistake.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
that was fucking stupid of her. Oprah could have told her that years prior.
Yeah, she was like,
drop that bitch.
Yeah. Jeez. So Diane Downs actually managed to escape prison in 1987 by scaling two fences, hiding under a pickup truck, and then calmly walking away. But you guys,
I'm just baffled
how people
her
can
reflection see. in your monitors.
Shut up! No, you can't.
That's your own reflection, darling. Okay.
How do people escape prison? I mean, I guess I escape rehab, but not like prison.
Not prison. Well, luckily it only lasted for about 10 days before they found her pretty much down the street from the prison where she had been hiding out. She has applied for parole twice and been shot down. Yay. Her next try, though, is scheduled for this year.
This bitch is alive. Yeah. Where is she?
She got moved around a lot. I think she might be in California now.
Good. What does life in prison plus 50 years? How do you get out on that?
You don't.
You Why is she up for parole?
Just because you get a parole hearing you get like a stint of time, and then you get like they have to give it to you.
So everybody gets a parole hearing, and then
how is life
in prison not death row? It's just longer.
So I think unless you are specifically sentenced to like life without the chance of parole,
right?
You have to get it. Now that doesn't mean they're going to let you out.
They most definitely
but
will
you
never
can
let
ask
her out.
For it. Right. Yeah,
I can only hope.
And what's really fucked is that it is like a big long process. That's a big thing that people have issues with like taxpayers' dollars is that it's like a whole trial. It's like literally a whole trial.
Mm-hmm.
they go through when the judge and everyone knows that they're not going to put her in, they're not going to let her out, but she still has to be seen. So it's like,
As for Danny and Christy, they actually ended up getting a pretty decent happy ending to this whole clusterfuck.
I think that's not a good sentence.
I mean,
a happy ending to a clusterfuck?
Well, yeah, I mean, this could have gone for kids. You know,
maybe they gotta go to Disneyland.
So Fred Hughey, from the DA's investigative team and the lead prosecutor for Diane's case, was so moved by the kids that him and his wife adopted both Christy and Danny in 1986.
Oh, that's cool.
And both would go on to graduate from college, and Danny is a computer whiz and living a happy and healthy life, and Christy is married and had her own baby boy in 2005.
How old are they now? Murdered him.
They were born late 70s, so...
Like 30, 40-something?
Yeah, 50? They're in their 40s. Little,
like early 40s, yeah, yeah. So, that's our true crime. Now do you want to guess what our topic is?
For the ghost? or for what this, for what we just listened to?
It's for both.
Psychotic bitches.
I mean, that's pretty close.
What is it called?
Postpartum depression?
Postpartum depression or something?
No.
Liars.
That's also very close.
How not to slut shame somebody.
It's only for you, darling.
I didn't slut shame, I swear.
All right, well, I'm going to keep going, and then I'll tell you at the end.
No, wait, you can't tease us like that.
All right.
Well, you know what it is? You should guess. I feel like you haven't guessed. You no, you
okay,
didn't,
okay,
like,
okay. No, I said postpartum depression.
Oh, that's your guess?
That was my guess.
Okay.
That's not it.
What was yours?
Mine were better. I don't remember what they were, but mine were better because she said very close.
Well, shit, now I need to know. Okay, let us know.
Psychotic bitches. Or
okay, maybe else. We'll just go with that. Don't tell us what the topics are. When we'll listen to the next story and then we'll try and piece it together.
Okay. So so let's get spooky all up in this bitch. And
oh, God. After right. That spooky ass story, I don't know.
Wait, which spooky ass one?
The one where she killed her kids. That's fucking spooky shit.
That's a spooky ass ghost story? Oh my God, does her kid come back to haunt him?
No.
Ghost limbs. Danny's no. Ghost limbs.
Oh.
Damn.
They're attached, dude.
Yeah, they're still there. Feel
them. Does that matter?
I don't know.
I think that it's not a ghost limb if they're still there.
I mean, that would make sense. So, all right, we're heading. Shush. We're heading south. I think for the first time so far to Latin America, and a terrifying legend that is told throughout pretty much all of the different areas. And this legend seems to have first appeared in the pre-Hispanic era, but a written account was not published until the 19th century when Mexican poet Manuel Carplo wrote a sonnet about it. The legend has several forms depending on the region or who has passed it down, but the main tragic details are the same throughout.
Do we know what the sonnet is? Can we read that?
I'm sure you could, but I do
but
not
But she's
have
not
it.
Going to. Okay, wait. I think that the through line on this is it called infanticide? What is it when you kill your kids?
Ding, ding, ding. It's filicide.
Oh, filicide.
Look at you.
I know shit.
Filicide.
Filicide.
That's what she should have named her kid.
Right.
Filicide Downs. Felicity Downs.
God. So this one that I'm about to tell you seems to be one of the most prevalent tales of the Wailing Woman, also known as La Llorona.
La Llorona?
La Llorona.
La Llorona.
My Sharona?
But it is spelled Llorona. And no, not my Sharona. Her name is Maria.
You're just gonna like think about are you thinking about my Llorona now?
I can't get it on my head.
My Llorona.
Do 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 do.
damn it. This keeps going. And that's,
yeah, I'm sorry. Continue. It's stuck in my head, too. We're fucked.
Wailing woman.
Wailing woman. So her name was Maria, and she was born into a peasant family in a small village. She grew up to be stunningly beautiful and could often be seen in a white gown with her long black hair flowing down her back. It seemed that she was not only beautiful on the outside, but the inside as well. And she was carried and full of life. And soon she met a wealthy man
who stabbed her in the stomach. And then we could see all of her guts. And that's how we know she was pretty on the inside.
I don't know. I don't think that's what happened.
Oh.
Very close. Close.
Close. I mean, she needs to have...
You got a pretty inside.
Oh.
Right?
Don't
right.
ever say that into
totally
my headphones
awful.
Again.
Totally awful. Yeah. I mean, it was really bad, but also true.
I didn't like that at all.
That's how it needs to go.
You got a pretty mouth.
It's a pretty inside.
Jesus Christ.
It was stressing me out, guys.
You stress burp?
She does. It's got stress gas.
Just body's like fucking release, get it away. What was that saying? You smell better awake than you do asleep.
Oh, you smell different when you're awake. Creepy.
Don't make that noise in my headphones either.
How about just like,
I'm going to take off my headphones and walk away.
Okay. So she meets this wealthy man. He lavishes her with attention and gifts. Gifts.
They had gifts back then?
They didn't have gifts back then.
Gifts.
Gifts. Oh, gifts.
Gifts. There's a T in there. He gave her presents. And the two fell in love and soon were married.
Make the couple would have two memes.
I was about to say. Bruh.
That's how they came up with the My Llorona meme.
She's like, you're so clever.
I'm definitely making that as one of the photos on the website this week. Okay, so the couple soon had two sons, and then that's kind of when trouble begins to show in paradise. Apparently, I guess, like, feeling that he had done his duty to produce heirs and, you know, growing tired of his prized beauty, he goes back to living a life of drinking and womanizing.
What a stud.
Nothing.
Call him a slut, damn it. So he ends up leaving her for months at a time, and then when he was home, he would tell her that he wanted to leave her to marry a woman of his own class. So
Just, you know, what a real bastard.
Grade A fucking asshole.
Jesus Christ.
His homecomings become scarcer, and then when he did show up, it was only to visit with their sons. And so Maria, who had been deeply in love with her husband, was devastated by all of this, and she begins to feel resentment towards her own sons. Now, everything, you know, she's thinking everything had been fine until they came along, but now that they were here, her previously devoted husband only cared for them and not for her. So, you know, she's in just like a really good headspace right about now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, things, not great. Things reach a boiling point one evening when Maria and her sons were strolling along a pathway near the river. And suddenly, her husband stopped beside them in his carriage, and with him was an elegant-looking lady. Now, if that's not insulting enough, he also speaks only to the boys and just completely ignores Maria. Like, yeah.
Cool.
Dick move. He then just drives away without a backward glance. So, this is...
Ballsy.
This is, yeah, right? Well, you know, he's... rich, So, you know, why not?
I don't get why people don't.
What time
like,
frame was
do
this?
They just underestimate people? Like what?
We don't have a specific time frame, but the legend has been around for, I'd say, at least several hundred years.
Okay. So, like, expecting some sort of, like, you know, opportunity for women or some sort of equal treatment is just out of the question to begin with.
Oh, yeah. Well, and she comes from, you know, a peasant family, and he's, you know, wealthy. And
oh, she was blah, lucky blah, to blah, be blah,
just, bleh. Yeah.
Oh, that's so fucked up. That's so fucked up. Yeah, I'd probably kill always, my kids too.
I'm just always baffled how other people can treat other people so poorly, and they just don't like, especially when they have something
you met
near,
people?
Well, near and dear to their heart, right? Like, if I've got something that I cherish that's like in the care of somebody that I'm treating like shit, the first thing I would do is make certain that I've secured that. And that's
well, because
safe. And then I treat
like
somebody
a
like shit.
Good person. And the thing is that, like, yeah, no, these are not good.
I think it's, well, and I think it's a, like, a, just this air of, like, kind of superiority and stuff like that. You know, it's
oh,
like,
yeah, no, like, everybody else is, like, non human.
Yeah.
I just don't get like, with, know, like, people. Superiority, you just, you lose track of, like, what?
That people might have emotions,
right? It's like, oh,
and their emotions are too stupid. Fine. So clearly, like, you know, their brains are broken.
Right. Well, you know, and like he's the big wealthy man. So how, like, how on earth would this little peasant woman, you know,
cause
she's
him
not gonna,
harm? Right.
Right. You know, she's not going to do anything. Well, this whole carriage situation is just—it's the last fucking straw—and she loses her goddamn mind. And so she ends up going into a blind rage and grabs her sons and flings them into the river.
How old were they?
She, don't know, but I think they were pretty young.
They weren't swimming age.
No. And if
just
they were,
drowning
I believe,
age.
The river, I think, moved along at a pretty good clip. So, yeah. Okay. Now, she almost snaps out of it almost immediately, and she realizes what she's done, and she runs down the bank to try to save them, but they had already been swept under and downstream.
I don't know if she snapped out of it. She's faking it. Oh, no, but, they accidentally fell in the river where I threw them.
That was convincing.
That was like...
That was probably exactly how it sounded.
I feel like that's like trying to explain, you know, that you had an affair with like, oops, I tripped and I landed on his
penis. I accidentally fell into his penis multiple times in a row.
Oh god, you fell into his penis?
You know, it's a big urethra.
Jesus.
Oh, really.
What is that called?
Sounding.
Ah.
Ew, really? There's a name? What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god. It's totally a thing.
Why do you seem so excited about this? Women can do sounding too.
Accidentally does it.
Sounding knows no bounds.
Over and over again. Yeah. People shove shit, crazy shit up things.
We should do an episode about that.
No, I don't think that's necessary.
Oh god, the ghosts that you get. Oh, ghost smells.
Ghost
like,
dicks.
Yeah, no.
Ghost is there dicks. Any...
Yeah, is there any fucking like ghost stories about somebody being screwed by a ghost?
Oh, there
like...
has to
yes.
be.
Oh, for sure.
Can we like, have that as like in... a Valentine's Day episode? Fuck, we already had Valentine's Day. Can we?
Yeah, of course. Do I have to wait till Valentine's Day?
What would be the next best day for ghost
what's
fucking?
What's the other? Yeah, what's the next best holiday for ghost fucking?
I don't know what holiday would be great.
Are there not any other like loving days out of the entire fucking year? We just love
I mean, we hope
white
it's
men.
Not Groundhog's Day, but
okay. Just over again. We're past that though too.
What's the next holiday?
I was gonna say St. Patty's Day, just because you're really drunk And so,
ooh, there you go. You get really drunk and you think it's your spouse, but it's actually a
Fourth
ghost.
Of July.
What?
I don't know.
That's a big bang.
Sounding.
Right there.
You're putting. I'm sure. I don't know why sounding's still a thing, but I don't know. I don't want it.
Anywho, I don't want any of this.
Yeah, I don't like this show anymore. No, you do. Let's stop.
Aw, sad panda.
Sorry, 69. Gotta go. Sounding fucked
We've
it up.
Gone too far.
All right. Well, so she tries to how do I bring this back
you
on
don't.
Track?
You just keep
okay.
Going.
Cool. She runs down the bank to try and save them. They're gone, and so this time she breaks down in grief-stricken horror, and she runs down the streets screaming and wailing.
Oh no!
I think she was legitimately like, "Oh fuck, what have I done?" Like,
yeah, because she's like, "Oh shit, I'm gonna get in trouble for that."
Maybe
not. Oh shit, I might have killed my children.
I don't know. Back then, it wasn't like.
No, was this like
I
an
feel
heir?
Like nowadays
this was his heir, right?
Well, right, but I feel like nowadays people are like, "Oh shit, I don't want to get caught."
She
but
doesn't.
Like back then, she was like,
"She doesn't count." And
she still birthed them though, right? So
yeah,
like,
no, but she doesn't. She doesn't matter. She did her job, and now she can be tossed away.
I guess that's
he had his heirs, and so if they got rid of the heirs, then she'd have new reasons to be relevant again.
What's it called? Felicide.
Felicide. Mm-hmm.
I guess. I mean, it has to be because she must have just not give a shit.
What's emphasize?
Probably the same thing.
It might be. It might be specifically
babies.
Yeah. So she never recovers from the grief, and so she mourns them day and night, and she would walk up and down the banks of the river searching for her boys, hoping they might somehow come back to her.
Did they ever find the bodies?
Not that I know of.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So she, well, and if they did, I mean, we're talking hundreds of years ago. It's not, you know.
Right.
They probably
some guy down the river
really
was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, shit.
That's fucked.
So she cried endlessly and refused to eat or change her soiled and torn white gown, and she soon ends up looking like a walking skeleton. And not long after that, she dies on the banks of the river. So...
Pleasant stories today, Lissy.
That's great.
Real bangers.
Oh. Feeling good today. Thanks, guys. Okay.
You're the one picking these stories.
Yeah, I was excited.
You sick fuck.
About how we would react to this. This is awful. Oh my god. Really? That's
She's
horrible.
Disappointed that we're not excited about it. She's like... Oh.
Yeah, you wanted us to be like, fuck yeah, that's awesome. No, this isn't awesome. This is horrible. Isn't that why?
Yeah,
you
I guess that's
shit?
A good question. What do we expect out of our audience here?
Right.
Do we
Are
expect them to be like, is this a shock site? Is this.
Right.
Are they supposed to hang on for dear life?
To be, bringing the funny to this. So, you know.
No, we're just downers. We're down.
I tried to bring up fucking. I tried to bring up paralyzed ghost body parts, and nobody wanted to jump on that bandwagon.
Well, because
she jumped into it.
Yeah.
Then we got into sounding.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I brought sounding to the table. Like I think, and that's definitely a thing. I'm not bringing up made up shit.
You're right. I should check it before I wreck it.
Correct. Okay, so soon after she dies, her restless spirit begins to appear.
Jesus Christ, the way you say that so gleefully.
Like, yeah.
The
see,
way she dies.
Fucking ghosts. I think we bring a full range of responses to this. Somebody that's happy about it. Somebody that's just like in. I don't know. Are you in like about it?
Me?
Oh right. No wait. It's the ghost part. So you don't even like the ghost part.
I do.
That was convincing,
right?
I do.
And I don't like either part, so it's perfect. We got
I like the ghost part because it has mostly like really gruesome stuff that has happened to them prior. So it's like a
it was a murder. It always starts out as a murder story, which is what you wanted. Like it had a true crime was involved.
Are there happy ghosts? Are there ghosts? Can there be ghosts totally that don't have like ghosts. Bad situations that have happened?
I don't know.
Mundane ghost that's just like, I died from old age. Now I'm just here.
I just like to hang out here.
Let's read my newspaper. Watch some lady throw her kids in the fucking river.
Back me up on this shit. Are you telling me, like, we know, you know happy ghost stories, right? Like, cute.
What are you talking about? What happy ghost story? Like,
that's totally
Casper
a thing.
What was Casper's thing? Did Casper...
He was a friendly fucking ghost.
Yeah, but why was he friendly?
Because he had to go, like, I don't know, redeem himself, something really sad and awful because
lonely.
It was a child.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Is he not? Is he? He's desperate. That's what he is. He's not fucking happy.
No, he's like the
Casper, the desperate ghost.
Oh my god! So
he was
catchy.
Casper, the hot ghost. Okay,
was he hot?
What?
Oh.
Huh?
In the movie with Christina Ricci? Oh.
That little floating guy
Devin,
was hot?
Devin Sawa. Oh, God. I had the biggest crush on him.
I don't think I'm thinking about the same thing. Was there like a live action?
Are we talking about the
like,
little guy? The little
Casper?
Guy ghost?
There, he was the ghost for like 99.8% of the movie. And then at the very, very, very end, he gets to come to life and he dances with Christina Ricci and they kiss and then he's a ghost again.
So you don't like the ghost's form. You just like the person's, the
right.
The right. Echo of what he was.
Yeah, that he was, that it, and it was literally there for like, I don't know, 5 minutes?
Jeez.
Probably less than that, correct.
Selective. Okay.
Yeah,
and
seriously.
Let me just.
He is desperate now because of you.
And let me just remind everyone that I had a crush on him, like when I was the same
age. It doesn't
age.
Fucking matter.
Because he's
Casper.
Like 12.
How
and if I,
mean, I
still have a
you,
crush on him,
why would you even be watching that movie at this age?
Because it was cute. I watched a bunch of Halloween movies.
Did
for
you
Halloween.
Just watch it?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's got a poster on her wall. She's got her hair what's scrunchies.
I
all
thought
in, like,
I was
it.
The horribly nerdy person.
Just know, Lissy, that. Casper's desperate.
I don't want to talk to either one of you anymore.
He'll take you, but it's only because
this game isn't fun anymore.
It's not. Damn it!
I thought you were my friends.
I would like to venture in and see if we can find happy ghost stories.
Okay, I'll try to find you some happy ghost stories. But could I finish the ghost story that we're currently in?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but tell me that there's just like definitely a happy ghost story out there.
I'm pretty
like, without
sure there
a doubt,
is.
Right?
She's not sure yet. That's not convincing.
I mean, those are not the ones that
you're
stick in your
doing
mind.
Ghosts like, wrong. Yes, they are. They're like, oh my gosh, there was
ghost.
A nice ghost story. I don't know any ghosts. And yet I'm certain that there's nice ones. Because I feel
yeah,
like you've told me all about that.
You had a ghost situation? I know I haven't. Have you?
I mean, I'm not going to believe it if it happened.
Really?
I don't like it. If I think that it was a ghost thing, then it is a ghost thing. And so if I don't, this is like Schrodinger's, what is that guy's name? Schrodinger's ghost.
There you go. Yeah.
I'd said it.
Okay.
I like this. We have a dynamic. I think you're like in the middle. Lissy's diehard. There's ghosts.
Yeah.
And I'm skeptical.
Oh, no, I'm not. I don't believe it.
No, you
only
have
because
to
she doesn't
it's...
want. Yeah.
Can't have two skeptics and a diehard. That's not going to work.
That she believes in, because then it might actually be true.
Right.
So I mean, I think that like there's ways that, like, I think there's ways that you can make that shit, like, true, but this shit is just science we don't understand yet.
Oh, there it is. We haven't heard that one in a while.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do I,
is it the kids that are ghosts or the lady? Probably the lady.
She told us all about it. It was gross. Like walking up and down with dirty sheets or something. Or is that pre-death?
Yeah, but that was her. That was her just doing her thing. You know?
I literally got to the not long after her restless spirit began to appear. And then y'all got upset about how happy I sounded.
You were very happy. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Too happy. Okay. Can I?
Somber.
Can I
get this time? Yeah.
Okay. Somber. Okay. She would walk the banks of the Santa Fe River after dark, or she would be seen drifting between the trees along the shoreline.
That sounds fake. That sounds fake. You just need to read it like you're totally happy about it, because it's true, and you've taken some meds, and you've lost everything.
You've killed your three kids.
Try that. Yeah. That you didn't do it. Yeah. Yes. Let's go back.
Oh my gosh.
So I get to tell us again?
Yeah.
Like you're innocent.
We apologize for any critique of your enthusiasm earlier, because your enthusiasm brings life to these stories.
Or, creepiest of all, she would be floating on top of the river with her long white dress spread out on top of the water.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Can you see through the reflection? Like, is it wrong?
Is it wrong?
Well, if well, she's, I think, like, if, a lady like, if just she's like... on the like a flat lake bed, and she's just floating above it, then you just see up her skirt. You can't go walking around on mirrors.
It's long. No, it's
like
no.
Chloe, it's not like a mini skirt.
You are not getting a panty cam vision going on here.
No fan service.
You're talking about doing like. No skirt shots for a ghost.
Yes,
lady?
Like
oh my god, there's definitely a drawing ghost like upskirt. That. Like that's like 100%, like at least a whole genre in Japanese anime.
Do you think ghosts, other ghosts, try to upskirt other ghosts?
Maybe.
Or can they just see through their clothes?
Right.
Do ghosts see each other like we see each other, where we can't like?
Do we see ghosts?
I don't know. I'll ask.
Right.
I don't know.
This is just stoner thoughts now.
Well, I've managed to make it one sentence past the last time.
Right. Well, I mean, you were doing it right that time, so it's cool.
I know. Okay, so all the time she would weep and wail and cry for her children, and it became so that the people around the river would be afraid to go outside after dark. And some even ended up hanging wooden crosses over their doors to ward off her spirit.
I mean, you want us to talk now?
Fuck you.
What an asshole.
I
like
not
being the asshole for once. Yeah, you're the asshole now.
I guess it's just that time.
All right, so the legend continues that she ends up at the gates of heaven, and when asked where her children are, she has to admit that she doesn't know, because, you know, she yeeted them. And she...
just see these kids just fucking flailing in the air.
So yeet! Bad. Yeet! She's denied entry until she has them with her, and so she endlessly searches for them. And more sinisterly, she possibly tries to substitute them with other children.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe she just continues to take out her rage on whatever children she can find.
No, I like the other version of it. That's better.
Yes, because children in particular are warned to not go out after dark, especially not near the water, as she will snatch them up and either fling them into the flowing water or drag them screaming to their watery grave.
Mm-hmm.
Ian, you gonna...
That's terrifying. I don't like that one bit.
Big eyes.
Sorry. I mean, I just sounds shitty, imagined... but we knew they were gonna die. And that's what happened.
Now, like I said earlier,
the kids are just in the background, like, La Llorona. The kids are getting dragged into the water. They're the backup
singers. Right? She just needs more backup singers.
Oh, ghostly backup singers. Okay. So there are some variations on the story, such as, like, Maria is actually a party girl who was tired of her kids getting in the way of her extracurricular activities, or that she was, like, the rich man's mistress, and then he married another woman of his station without her knowing, or that she immediately drowned herself after her sons. But, like, the things that go through every telling are, like, the boy's tragic death in the river by their mother, the white dress, and then, like, the eternal crying search along the shores of the rivers.
People do some you know what's funny is, like, as much as I am scared about ghosts, people, just normal people,
Are terrifying.
Yeah, no, uh-huh. We don't need fucking ghosts. People.
Seriously.
Are
right, like, I think that's really what the podcast is about. Fucking, like, dichotomy just how of fucking people crazy are. People. Right, yeah.
No, but 100%. That is 100%. And then the question is how often do you want to come to the realization that this is real life?
We should start doing a poll each episode of which one was worse, the fucking ghost, the potentiality of a ghost doing that, or the person?
No, it was really just the same story both times.
Really was, yeah. Except she didn't shoot herself.
No, she died and drowned or whatever bullshit. She just put herself
try to get away with it.
She did. She's stealing other people's children.
Well, she needs closure.
It doesn't seem to be working.
Why are you friendly to this one?
I'm not.
Are we attacking the host?
Seriously. She seems to have expanded her search following Hispanic people kind of wherever they may end up.
Only Hispanic people?
She's racist.
I think so.
What a racist bitch. I want my kids to be stolen.
Jesus Christ.
Equal opportunity.
Filicide. Take it.
In particular, she is seen in Santa Fe, New Mexico, apparently in the public relations, or no, employee, let's try that again. The Public Employees Retirement Association building. Because long ago it was like an old Spanish Indian graveyard, and it's right near the Santa Fe River. So apparently she's seen there repeatedly, and employees will frequently report the sound of crying throughout the halls, and then even feel unseen hands pushing them on the stairs. So, you know,
I think the cries through the halls is wind, for sure. Hands pushing him down the stairs, definitely.
Or employees that are just like, I hate my job.
Right.
You know what will make my job better? Stories.
And pushing people down the stairs. That'd be fun.
Yeah, sometimes that would really make my day. So from the time of her death, the sightings of her go from, like, the, you know, eerie woman out for revenge, you know,
We just change her character to suit your story. It doesn't matter. The boys are going to die. She's going to walk in purgatory.
Yeah. Well, like, it's like, she goes from just, like, some people when they see her, she's just really kind of eerie. Sometimes she's just, like, downright fucking terrifying. Like, you know, sometimes she's just that floating figure in the dark that vanishes. So, like, that's creepy. But then sometimes she's this, you know, raging woman out for revenge.
Really? She's just a jack of all trades.
She is. But yeah, she appears in different ways as well. Like, sometimes her face is, like, completely blank. No eyes, no mouth, no nose. But she can still be heard wailing and crying. Sometimes her face and hands are skeletal with just no flesh at all. And even more rarely, she comes to life in the worst of ways. In 1986, around the San Antonio area, Juana Marie Leja had been in an abusive relationship at the hands of her husband for years, and she had had it. Seeing no other way out of the abuse for herself or her seven kids, she took the children down to the Buffalo Bayou River.
That's way more than two.
It is. You can count.
That's a lot.
She threw six of them in before being stopped by the rescuers and police. Unfortunately, two of the children drowned, but the other four were saved.
That's fucking she messed up. But wait. Hold on.
Okay.
How do you keep seven kids, like, wrangled if you have to throw them in the river one by one?
Leashes. Dog leashes.
That's not a thing.
That's the most practical way.
I was going to say those really awful backpack leashes.
You had Flan, and they really liked Flan, and so they just followed you aimlessly because they thought they were going to get Flan.
That's like the fairy tale version of how you get kids.
Pied Piper, but with Flan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would
Or they ate a lot of it, and they were just like super sleepy. They were just
right.
Like,
oh, she could have drugged them beforehand. That's a thing.
Drug yeah. Flan. Flan drugs.
Mm-hmm. You put the drugs in the Flan.
Yep. She claimed that she was innocent because there was nothing else she could do to get away from this abusive husband. But when asked by police why she had committed the crime in such a heinous way, she said that it was, of course, to get away from her husband. But also, she claimed that she was La Llorona herself. Hmm. And that is the end.
Well, you know, she might not have been okay.
Might Maybe. Not have been okay. Might, she used drug Flan to get her kids into the waters.
You don't know that. We just made that part
We don't
up.
Know that.
But we do know that she was being beat by her husband and also was a crazy bitch.
I mean, that does lead to or can lead to some questionable life choices.
If I had seven children, I would be insane too.
Okay, oh, my yeah. grandmother had nine children, and none of them got drug flawed, and none of them found their way into the river.
Nine of them didn't get drug flawed.
Right. How do you know there weren't more? I think you
need to call my mom right away. Holy
Did
shit.
Do you have any other siblings?
Oh my God.
Okay. And yeah, we have done the filicide.
Jesus.
So yeah. So
well.
But anyways, let's wrap this shit up.
Fuck that, man. I don't want to
You don't want to leave the party.
Fuck
you're
killing
like
your kids.
Well, yeah. But you don't want to leave the party? You want to think more about how angry you are?
I'm just wondering if Alexis is going to do some shit. I better start building a case now, just in case.
I mean, I think it's always good to just keep a file of all grievances. So you can bring it out every time.
Tuesday.
Bring it up again.
May 8th,
you would
2021. Didn't
smirked at me.
Grilled cheese. Didn't cut my grilled cheese into triangles.
Right. Did the squares instead. She must
fucking
hate me.
Bitch.
I can see her plotting against me right now.
I mean, yeah, I think legitimately you two are both going to drive each other insane and you're just going to like equally snap.
You know what's really fucked? Is that we are so used to being fucking angry with one another, like, that we just, it's not like we're fucking just, like, angry at each other all the time, but we go through very violent swings of, like, I fucking hate you, like, go away. And then, like, 10 minutes later, I'm like, are you going to make me hot chocolate? And she's like, yeah, damn straight I am. You want some popcorn? Like, what?
They have the weirdest relationship.
It really
it's
is.
So
it's
strange.
Fucking fucked.
It's, yeah, it's I kind of marvel every day that they are together. So, but it seems to be working for them.
La Llorona.
Dun, 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 dun. My Llorona.
So yeah, there we go. And we did the thing and rate and review and subscribe. Nobody sent me any fucking dad jokes, so I'm mad at all of you.
Wow.
They did.
Was I supposed to come up with a dad joke? I can't do jokes.
69.
No, we wanted our reviews to be our best dad joke.
Yeah.
And we didn't get any, so
what
please,
is a good joke? Yeah.
Please go review and buy some shit. We got some
socks,
stuff. Buy socks. My Mama Ducky just got a whole load of adorable merch. It looks amazing.
Is it for small people?
No, I don't. I didn't think most of my stuff was really appropriate for small people. So.
Are we talking about like midgets or?
No, babies, nephews, that kind of thing.
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
I could have,
I mean,
like,
I
onesies,
guess...
but
yeah,
but like a onesie.
Well,
with
what
a
about the
ghost?
The killer ghost? That's,
yeah,
not going to incriminate
says,
the
let's...
parents when the child dies. It'll be fine.
And you know, it says let's get spooky all up in this bitch, you know, that's totally appropriate.
I mean,
for
people
babies.
Put like swear words on cute babies is like the new in thing.
Well, yeah, but you also think naming a kid Oberon and Ulysses is a cool thing.
It's
so
fucking amazing.
Those are
you
the two kids
not...
you threw in the river right there.
You, oh my god, no. These kids, first of all, Ulysses is like my bestie. I love him to death, and
you
he
let
loves
him
me too.
Pee in the garden.
I didn't. It what? There was some things, and when you're two, if you don't do it in your pants, then it's all cool.
You let him shit in the garden.
Just as a thing that happened, not a thing.
Wait,
that
seriously?
I encouraged or allowed. It just happened.
You just like are like there, and then you look over.
We
and
were
he's
peeing,
fucking shitting in
and
the
it
roses.
Wasn't a wee thing. It was just him. He was peeing.
Come, Papa
and
Squat, take a shit with
really,
me in the garden.
And then all of a sudden, he was squatting, and he was like, "I'm gonna poo," and I'm like, "Oh no!" And then it happened.
What do you tell the parents though? Yeah, your kid shit on the fucking roses. I don't know.
Yes. I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, it was pretty much that. Like, oh yeah, you like pooped in the garden. I'm sorry. And he's like, really? And I'm like, uh-huh.
Do you clean it up, or do you just mix it in?
He had to go. No, he had to go clean it up. I think it's not good for your vegetable garden to have human feces in it.
Note to self.
Yeah, there you go. You learned something important. All right, well, on that note, we're gonna call it quits, boys and girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's probably a good time.
Yeah, seems like it. So, thanks for listening, rate, review, subscribe, all that good stuff, and we will talk to you next week. So, goodbye from me. Woohoo!
La Llorona. See you later.
Thanks for listening. You can check out our website at todieforpodcast.com. If you'd like to follow us, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at To Die For Podcast, as well as our fluffy fam on Instagram at To Die For Podcast _fluffyfam. If you'd like to send us an email, todieforpodcast@gmail.com. Cover art is thanks to Joel Haight, and original music was created by Vincent Amston. Have a spooky day!